the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Hawk Talk Live. It's a 60-minute look inside the athletics program at University of Maryland Eastern Shore. This broadcast is brought to you by the Henson, United States Coast Guard, the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach, Courtyard by Marriott, Ocean City Oceanfront, Pivot Athletic Training, and M Street Grill. Now your host of Hawk Talk Live, Will DeBoer.
It is 6 o'clock on the Eastern Shore, and you're tuned in to Hawk Talk Live. Tonight, we are at M Street Grill off of Route 13 here in Princess Anne, Maryland. And for the next hour, we'll bring you all there is to bring about Maryland Eastern Shore athletics. More than you can even imagine or realize that you wanted. Hello, everybody. Will DeBoer with you once again. Flying solo this week. Ricky Pollitt from the Delmarva Daily Times is on assignment. It's a big high school sports week. And Wednesday night's always a big high school sports night. So for those of you thinking we axed him barstool style after just one appearance, well, no, he'll be back next week, we hope, and in future weeks to come. We welcome you to our Wednesday broadcast. This is the only scheduled Wednesday broadcast we have this year for Hawk Talk Live. Everything else should be on Thursday. The only reason why we are going on Wednesday is because tomorrow night we have Hawk basketball, genuine men's basketball, to bring you the exhibition game against Christopher Newport. We're looking forward to that. But from here on out, you can catch Hawk Talk Live every Thursday on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net. We are here at M Street. The place is hopping. The men's basketball team is here. We'll have Bobby Collins as a guest in about 15 minutes, the second segment about 6:15. Then Fred Batchelor, the women's head coach, at 6:30. And our third scheduled guest, Toby Renz, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore's volleyball team, which is having a crackerjack of a season in the MEAC. They're still undefeated, and we will talk much, much more about that as the show rolls on. If you want to join us down here at M Street, it's still happy hour for another hour, 4 to 7, Monday to Friday. And the weekly special tonight, Wednesday night, is the two wrap sandwiches and fries for $5.99. I just had that before we went on the air, a couple of spicy chicken wraps and some very good French fries. Oh, it is delicious, and for the price, you can't beat it down here in Princess Anne. So we hope to see you at some point tonight. But for now, we're breaking it down. We are running through all there is to run about with Maryland Eastern Shore Hawk Athletics. Starting off with men's basketball, we alluded to this a couple of minutes ago. Tomorrow night, the Hawks' lone exhibition game. It's against Christopher Newport University, a Division III outfit from Newport News, Virginia, right down there across the Bay Bridge Tunnel near Norfolk. It's a 7 o'clock tip time from the William P. Heitch Athletic Center. We'll be on with pregame at 6:45 on sfmsports.net. This will not be a gimme. Give you a Division III, Christopher Newport may be a Division III school, but they are the cream of the crop in Division III. Last year, the captains finishing 27-3. They were 17-1 in the Capital Athletic Conference. Their lone loss on the season, a half-court buzzer beater, Salisbury University beat them in Salisbury back a couple of Decembers ago. But they returned the favor, beating SU 63-62 in the Capital Athletic Conference Championship game and advancing to the Sweet 16 before falling to Keene State. And this was the year after CNU made a run to their first ever Final Four. That was 2015-16. They lost two games all year, went undefeated through the CAC, and they are returning quite a few pieces. And we'll talk to Bobby Collins about how that exhibition game came into being, how he reached out to CNU, and an approach for an exhibition game. We'll talk about all that in about 10 minutes from now. Looking at the Hawks really quickly, it's a bit of a shorthanded day for Eastern Shore tomorrow. Logan McIntosh, the only starter from last year's MEAC semifinal team that is expected to play tomorrow night. Dante Caldwell and Isaac Taylor, guard and forward respectively, are expected to be out for a considerable amount of time, if not the entire season. And second-team All-MEAC preseason guard Ryan Andino should be out for a couple more weeks. He's got a nagging shoulder issue he is dealing with. The regular season starts for the Shore on Friday, November 10th. That's against the University of Valley Forge, a school that they met earlier this calendar year. In fact, it was January 2nd when the Hawks defeated the Patriots at the Heitch Center. Valley Forge making the return trip next Friday, 9 days from now. And the Hawks really diving into it after that. 2 days later, they are at Maryland, the one in College Park. And then the week after that, they'll be traveling up north to St. Bonaventure and then to Georgetown to take on Patrick Ewing and the Hoyas. The men, of course, picked sixth in the MEAC preseason poll, sandwiched between Savannah State and South Carolina State, just about where they were last year in the final standings. And Ryan Andino, again, the preseason second team All-MEAC selection. Former Rookie of the Year in this league, looking to go out with a bang his senior season. Moving on to women's basketball. Their season opens up officially a couple of hours before the men do. Friday, November 10th against Valley Forge. So it's an old MEAC doubleheader style. It's a doubleheader. It's not even a style. It's a MEAC style doubleheader against a non-MEAC school in Valley Forge. The women coming down to face Fred Batchelor and company. And that's Coach Batchelor's alma mater. 6 o'clock tip-off from the Heitch Center next Friday. And we'll have pregame on SFM at approximately 5:50 for the women's broadcast. The week after that and the next couple of weeks, the women, they're really going to be logging the bus miles and the frequent flyer miles through the air. They're visiting upstate New York for a couple of salvos, Buffalo on November 13th and Syracuse on November 16th. Then they will take to the skies and head to the Great Alaska Shootout, which will be during Thanksgiving week. 14 days on the road. All the best to them, but they are certainly going to be seeing the world. And really, that's one of the benefits of playing Division I basketball. You get to see the world. Hawks picked to finish 7th in the MEAC preseason poll on the women's side between Florida A&M and Morgan State with one first-place vote. That was Coach Batchelor. Kieri Eaton, preseason third team All-MEAC guard selection. And we'll have Fred on the show at approximately 6:30. Moving on to volleyball. A great year punctuated last Friday night. The Hawks defeating Howard 3-2 on the road to sweep the season series against the Bison. It broke down like this, 29-31. Yes, it took 31 points for Howard to win the first set. Hawks blew them away in the second set, 25-15. Then it was 25-22 Hawks. Eastern Shore dropping the fourth set, 21-25, and outlasting the home side to win the fifth and decisive set, 15-12. What this does for the Hawks now, it improves their record, increases their win totals, improves their record to 22-7. They are 8-0 in MEAC play, undefeated, first place in the North. They lead Howard by a game and a half as of a couple of nights ago, including two in the loss column, plus a tiebreaker for the season sweep of the Bison. So it's looking very, very, well, as certain as it comes without officially locking it up, that the Hawks will be the Northern Division champions in volleyball in the MEAC. Individual stats from that Friday night game at Howard. Eva Vjosevic, 13 kills and 11 digs. Dark horse contender for MEAC Player of the Year. Lucia Babich, 12 kills, 16 digs. Rachel Kayongo, 11 kills with a .370 attack percentage and 10 digs. So three Hawks with double-doubles in that matchup at Howard. And Mary Saria, 9 kills, a .412 attack percentage and 5 blocks on the front line. The next match for the Hawks is Friday against Morgan State. That's a 6 o'clock tip time from the Heitch Center. And then Sunday, the final regular season home match for the Hawks. They'll host Coppin State at 1 o'clock. Again, that's Morgan State on Friday and Coppin State on Sunday. The next weekend, the Hawks will wrap up the regular season on the road. They'll visit Norfolk State and Dell State. And again, without trying to look too far ahead, and of course coaches will tell you, we just got to take it one game at a time. Well, that's our job to look ahead. The Hawks are facing the bottom four in the MEAC North with a combined conference record, those four teams, Morgan State, Coppin State, Norfolk State, and Delaware State, of 10-24 in conference. That is a .294 MEAC winning percentage. The MEAC tournament is November 17th through the 19th. Long ways off, but we will bring you all that coverage when it approaches. In the meantime, We alluded to this last week, and it went live yesterday. You can read a feature piece on senior middle blocker and opposite attacker Mere Saria. It's live on EasternShoreHawks.com right now. The feature story and the accompanying video, you can find that on our official athletic website. And Toby Renz, the head coach for the Hawks, he will visit the set, drop by M Street, at approximately 6:45. He'll be our final guest tonight. Cross country, the MEAC championships were over the weekend. The men were unable to make it four championships in a row. They finished second in MEAC play, the women finishing sixth. Women picking up a couple of all-MEAC individual honors. Sharon Jarrett finished sixth, and Mayus Quinoero finished 10th. So a couple of top 10 finishers for the Hawks at the cross-country championships up at Delaware State. Osama Shawati, seventh place individually for the men. He also earned an all-MEAC selection. Individual runners will go to NCAA regionals next Friday, November 10th. That'll be run at the Goodman Course in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Lehigh University hosting the Mid-Atlantic region. The rest of the team is now focusing on indoor track season in December. Bowling was in Illinois over the weekend. They finished seventh at the Bearcat Open in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Went 3-2 on Friday, 3-1 on Saturday, 1-2 on Sunday. That's 7-5 overall, with five wins against nationally ranked teams. Junior Jacqueline Rota named the MEAC Bowler of the Week for her performance up at Illinois. She averaged 218.6 pins in traditional play. And I'll tell you, it's really difficult to get 0.6 of a pin. She's very, very skilled. And she broke 200 pins four times over that weekend. Her best matchup came against number 3 Vanderbilt. She bowled a 257. This week, the Hawks are down in Houston, Texas, a town which there is no middle ground. It's either going to be incredibly happy by the time they get there, or incredibly sad as the World Series concludes tonight. The Astros with a win the World Series. With a loss, it's the Dodgers. But the Hawks will visit San Houston State's Track Cat Clash down in the heart of Texas starting on Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time. That's 10:15 here. MEAC North matchup number 1 against Coppin State. That's November 11th through the 12th. And the first home tournament is November 17th through the 19th. The Hawk Classic in Millsboro Lanes. Finally, men's and women's golf. They competed in the Savannah State Tiger Fall Invitational this week. It was the end of their fall slate. A spring slate to be announced soon. And the MEAC Championships, the only thing that's set in stone right now, it'll be held in Savannah April 19th through the 21st of next calendar year, 2018. All right, we're going to throw it to a commercial. When we come back, we'll bring on Bobby Collins, head men's basketball coach here at Maryland Eastern Shore, as he is getting his team prepared for the exhibition game tomorrow night against Christopher Newport. So Bobby Collins coming on next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Hawk Talk Live here on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
The Mideastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports, showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mideastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at LibertyMutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
Welcome back. This is Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill. And the noise you hear, it's the Hollerin' Hawks who have come on in. And that's the cue for our first guest of the evening, head coach Bobby Collins of the Hawk men's basketball team. So, coach, quite the crew that you brought here tonight.
Yeah, man. We got some really good fans, and our fans have been supporting us 100. So we're extremely excited about this year because our success is going to come from our six man, which is our crowd, our fans, and our Hollerin' Hawks. They really do a great job of cheering our young men because – I really think that as hard as they work for the week, as hard as the coaching staff are on these young men, they deserve a cheer when they get an opportunity to play in front of their fans.
Oh, absolutely. And there were some games last year where it was really loud inside the Heights Center. I'm thinking of the Morgan State game specifically with the game-winning shot in the last minute. I mean, that was, you could hardly hear yourself think by the end.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and then there were some games that we didn't pull out that wasn't so pleasant. So we say, hey, we want some consistency, and as our fans come and they cheer us, then hopefully we can pull those last second shot games out this year.
Well, the consistency, it starts a sort of dress rehearsal tomorrow night, the exhibition game against Christopher Newport. That's a 7 o'clock tip time from the Heights Center. What are some ways that you treat an exhibition game like a regular season game and some ways that you don't?
I treat an exhibition game as we were going to play a conference game. I want to prepare. I want them to approach the game the same way. We do the scouting report as if it was a conference game. We are very detailed from our scouting report to our walkthrough on the floor, through our game day preparation, eating breakfast, to making sure we eat our lunch, to the whole nine yards. And I want to make it as close to a real game as possible.
I know you were talking with Keith Davidson, our athletic director, before the show here, and he said something along the lines of you can learn more in one game about your team than you can learn in a month of practice.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you coach it differently because you don't get a chance to coach those other guys on the other side. But now when they're on your team, you see some good things they do during the week of practice. How will it matriculate over to when we put them all together? So now that I have them all together, we had the chance to scrimmage the other night, and I had a chance to learn my team a little bit better, who can do what in what situations. But again, if we can stay injury-free, then we can be ready to compete for a championship run for March. But, man, injury bug has attacked our team. And, you know, losing Isaac Taylor, losing Dante Caldwell, Ryan Andino has been out for 2 weeks with a shoulder injury. And now Myron Thomas has a concussion.
Oh.
So now we are without, you know, two of our guys who are starters. Well, actually, all four of them would have been starting if all four of them was healthy.
Yeah.
So now we're just saying next man up, let's go. So we're going to have to really buckle down and try to find a way to coach this team in spite of what we don't have right now.
You're going to be Norman Dale this week, essentially, from Hoosiers. My team is on the court, you know.
That's right.
Suiting up 7, 8, 9 guys. But Christopher Newport, let's switch gears, talk about them. They're very familiar with this area, the Eastern Shore. Salisbury University and them are some of the fiercest rivals in Division III. How did you arrange for them to come up here and play an exhibition game against the D1 school about 10 miles south?
Well, we would have liked to play Salisbury, but new coach came in. It didn't work out, so we reached out to just other, you know, Division III, Division II teams that would come in and play us in an exhibition game. And Christopher Newport went all the way to the semifinals last year in the national championship run in Division III. So this is not a slouch team. They are a well-coached team. They run the Princeton offense, which if you try to deny them, they go back door. And if you back up off of them, they shoot the three very well. So we got to do a very good job of defending, and we got to make them defend us on the other end.
And the added factor to that is the Division III school often doesn't have anything to lose when they come in and play games against Division I, even if they are exhibitions. So how do
Absolutely
you prepare
not.
Against a team that has nothing to lose?
Well, we recognize that this team is looking at us as their Super Bowl team. A couple of years ago, several years ago, when I was at Winston-Salem State at Division II, and we were playing Duke, that's all everybody talked about.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if everybody's Newport News are talking about Maryland Eastern Shore, but to those players, they're looking at us, well, we just as good as you are. And I try to prepare my young men that we're approaching this game as if we're getting ready to play North Carolina Central or Howard or Delaware State or Bethune. Let's get prepared and play this team. Let's put our mark on this team and not let them put the mark on us.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Bobby Collins, the head coach of Hawk men's basketball. We've broken down the Christopher Newport matchup for tomorrow night. That's a 7 o'clock tip time, 6:45 pregame. And the regular season starts against Valley Forge on November 10th. That's next Friday. So we're going to break down the non-conference schedule a little bit. As per usual with a mid-major team, very road-heavy for the first 2 months. Are there any matchups that you're particularly excited about?
Well, every game that we play is going to count, especially with us having the injuries. We start off playing Valley Forge, NAIA school, which is very talented. They played hard last year and played well, and we were just too much on the inside having Isaac Taylor, and he really put his mark on that game. And Ryan Andino really shot the ball well. We're not sure if we're going to have him or not. But we have some other young men that are capable of playing and with a lot of potential. And I told those young men, since Ryan Andino's hurt, Dante Caldwell's hurt, Isaac Taylor is hurt, you don't want your name affiliated with potential right now, because potential and where we got to go is not a good word. So that means step up. You got to grow up fast. You don't have the luxury of just going through the motions. You got to focus, concentrate, and compete every possession as if you was a junior or a senior and this was your last year playing. And, you know, in my tip-off dinner, I talked about, are you hungry or are you starving? There is a difference. And I'm trying to teach these young men to buy into being starving. That means if there's a loose ball and it's between two guys, then if you're starving, you got to come out with that.
There you go.
And if there's a rebound, if you're starving, you got to come out with that. That's where we have to be. We have to be under that tight rope, tight schedule for this particular team to be successful. And we're going to have our freshmen step up and grow in a hurry.
Valley Forge, that first home matchup, then it's 3 in a row on the road, Maryland, St. Bonaventure, and then Georgetown. So we'll be meeting the Patrick Ewing era Georgetown Hoyas. While perhaps they're still trying to figure it out, might be able to sneak up and grab one.
Well, you know, again, we have to have our full team to go in there and sneak up on Georgetown, because I'm sure he's like us. Mm-hmm. He's starving, his first time out. His new team is excited to play for a Hall of Famer. I have to go in also, we just got to make all the right plays. We got to play great and hope that they play bad in order for us to go in and win that particular game in that environment. I know it's going to be a sold-out crowd because, of course, everybody want to see Patrick Ewing. Everybody want to see what he's about. And we're going to be a good challenge for him if we can go in cocked and fully loaded with our team.
And around Thanksgiving time, we've got the Emerald Coast Classic. That's down there in Niceville, Florida, near Destin. The Hawks, again, playing some mid-majors down there. Excuse the pun. Could make some waves in Florida around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, that is a mid-major talent. You have Jackson State, Tennessee Tech, some teams that we match up well with. But we have to go in focused and go in, again, starving, because all those teams also have to play guarantee games. And when we get a chance to go up against each other, it's the team who's starving and not just hungry who's going to come out with the victory or even both. We like to go down there and win that small tournament because I don't believe in going in any place and just competing. Mm-hmm. I want to go in and have an opportunity and a chance to win night in and night out.
Well, a good place to be starving around Thanksgiving time.
Oh, absolutely.
And then a few other matchups on the road, and then we close out before Christmas time out in the Midwest, Creighton, Iowa State, and Drake. And looking at those places, Nebraska and Iowa, you must have really enjoyed the eight-hour drive from Wichita State to Colorado State last year, seeing nothing but wheat fields out there in western Kansas to keep going back there.
Not at all. I actually did not want to go there. Creighton, the relationship I have with Creighton, the coach that I coached for at Hampton University, Steve Murfell, is now an assistant there, and he does scheduling. So he called and he gave me a deal that I couldn't refuse, and we took the Creighton game. Obviously, we didn't want to go that far and not have another game, so Iowa State said, hey, we'll make it a package deal, and then just ended up with Drake, who is a mid-major team who we feel like we can go in and have an opportunity to win. So anything's possible. Well, I've changed it from anything's possible to everything is possible.
Everything is possible.
Everything is possible. So we're going to compete, and we're going to go in, and we're going to go in prepared and hopefully come out with a chance to win the game.
I like that as a mantra for this year. Everything is possible.
Everything is possible.
Bobby Collins. He is the Hawks head men's basketball coach. They're in action tomorrow night, the exhibition game against Christopher Newport. Coach, all the best tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
And, hey, everybody, pay attention now. Okay. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, there's the crowd. There we go. You push the button, it takes a while for the signal to go out. But we'll be right back with Fred Batchel, the women's head basketball coach here at Maryland Eastern Shore, on the second half now of Hawk Talk Live. We'll be right back on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Thank you.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
Well, it's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
There's no hidden fees.
No credit checks.
No compromises.
No strings attached.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Albuquerque.
Customers in Springfield.
Which one?
All of them.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free and all the advantages of AT&T's reliable network with no compromises.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Home isn't just a place. It's a feeling. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, ADT helps keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling. ADT, home, safe home.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill and Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
Welcome back to Hawk Talk Live, the second half of the show from M Street Grill. We've still got about half an hour left in a happy hour if you want to come down and join us. Will DeBoer with you. Ricky Powell's on assignment this week. And our next guest tonight is Fred Batchelor, the women's head basketball coach here at Maryland Eastern Shore. So, Coach, we were talking about Game 7 watching plans coming into tonight, and it sounds like you've got a fun night.
We're looking forward to it. We had a morning practice, got me a little afternoon nap, so I wouldn't be too tired to watch. Hopefully it's about a 13-14 inning game in dramatic fashion. And ever since my Yankees loss, I really not pulling for anybody. But my grandfather was a Dodgers fan, so I think I got to kind of lean on that one tonight. So hopefully they can pull out Game 7.
Yeah, well, my grandfather was a Giants fan, so I think I'll be leaning the other way for Houston there. We've got Coach Batchelor on right now, and we're about a week away from the start of their regular season against Valley Forge, Friday, November 10th. That's a 6 o'clock tip time. A couple of unofficial scrimmages in the meantime. But for now, looking at all the returners, we broke them down for the most part last week. So I figured this week we could go ahead and break down all 7 of the newcomers. Quite a handful, couple of handfuls of new players, but it seems like they're meshing well with the returners.
Yeah, it's been interesting because we have a combination of older players and younger players and then in-between players. So this is probably the most mixed-up team we've had in the time that I've been here, as far as this is the first time we've had fifth-year kids outside of Alexis Udoji, who was one of our own fifth-year kids, to have 2 of them in, and then a junior college transfer, which we hadn't had in a while, and then 4 freshmen. So it's been exciting to have the mix, and they actually have fit in very, very well.
Well, those couple of graduate transfers, we've got forward Jordan Smith from Towson and guard Martha Thompson from Xavier, who have come here mainly as graduate students. And I know we've talked before about this, that it's got to be a mutual fit, both from the student-athlete standpoint of the academics beyond basketball, and from the team standpoint of not wanting to show up other veterans.
Yeah, and it's difficult. It can be very touchy in regard to bringing in fifth-year kids, because you're not bringing them in to sit. So that means they're playing in front of someone. And, we were fortunate we only had 2 seniors in this group. Losing Mariah McCoy, who had a fifth year, who decided to move on after graduating, it opened the door, actually, for these 2 kids to step in. So we only returned 2 seniors. It's a lot different if you were returning 3-4 seniors, and then they got to share the spotlight with some newcomers for a year. It's kind of like hiring free agents, the way this works a little bit with the fifth-year kids, because they come in for 1 year. Actually, they'll be in school, Lord willing, for 2 years so they can finish their degree. But they're playing basketball for 1 year. So it is a real touchy situation to make sure you have to have the right fit, the right type of kid.
Also means they are, as Coach Collins alluded to, they are not just hungry but starving to win, knowing that this is their last season. Jordan Smith, especially, I talked to her, and she said, yeah, I just want to win. I just really want to win this year.
It's so good to get kids. We were looking today, I was speaking with one of my freshmen as they were running down the floor and talking about what she means to the team when she comes in. And looking up, in the group that's starting right now, if we were going to start tomorrow, those kids that were going to play, we'd have 3 fifth-year kids, a 4-year senior, and a junior. Torrey being a fifth-year kid, coming in and having to sit out a year, and then Jordan Martha, along with Hicks, a four-year senior. So it's a very mature group of kids, and they really conceptualize what you're doing a lot better than when you're doing it with young kids. It's got to be tough to try to convince young kids of what they don't know. These kids have kind of been through it. They've experienced the ups, the downs, and they get to a point where they realize what they don't know, and they're willing to listen and follow through on what you're asking of them. So I that's been, when I looked at that actually this morning, you know, and we talked about that, I think that's a huge difference in the teams we've had in the past, and I think it'll lead to us being a little bit more successful as well.
In addition to the two graduate transfers, we got a junior college cast off, don't want to say cast off, but you know, new blood coming in from the junior college circuit. Dominique Walker, the guard from Harford Community College, you know, again, a major talent coming in here and playing two more years of basketball.
Dominique is an incredible kid. I have a nickname for her. I call her Abnormal, and I lift my shirt up to show where I used to have abs when I was 18. But she has them, so we call her Abnormal because she does things that no one else can do. I mean, she's got extremely long arms. She's very, very raw in the sense of playing junior college basketball. It's a different type of preparation coming in at the Division I level. So there's some things that she doesn't have. There's some gaps that she just didn't get coming from high school to junior college to Division I. But what she can do athletically and skill set wise, she's going to be a tremendous kid. It's going to be a slow process for her. She's an exceptional young lady. I really enjoy her a lot on a personal level. She's very different and okay with that, but she's just a special young person. And, you know, she's a kid that I tell her it's going to be slow. We're playing scrimmages. She's in practice. She's sitting around a lot. She's not in the mix just yet. But come conference time, I think she's going to present some things that we're going to need. And it's going to be something's going to open up for her to have a huge impact. She averaged 18 a game coming out of junior college. And so I think she's a kid that can come in and fill some gaps for us that we don't even know we had.
He's Fred Batchelor. He's the head coach for Hawk Women Basketball. We're talking to him about the newcomers on the women's basketball team. We've broken down the three transfers. We've got the four freshmen to talk about, starting with the 6 foot forward who's going to give you some size down low, Barisha Gill-Miles.
She's been a pleasant surprise. Not for me. She's a very different type of player, very crafty, very unique. Scores when she has to. Doesn't really look to score a whole lot, just wants to win. She's one of the toughest kids that I think we've been able to bring in as a freshman, and she's already had an immediate impact in practice and in the scrimmages. So we're excited about what she gives us, and I think the league is going to be they're going to know who she are at the end of the day. Come March, they'll know who Barisha Gill is from UMES Lady Hawks, because I think she's going to make her mark.
And then also giving you some size, but in the backcourt, in addition to the front court, sort of a Magic Johnson sort of swing player, guard and forward, Angelique Taylor, who stands 5'10".
Angelique comes to us as a recruited walk-on, local kid who has some success locally. I've really been pleased with her understanding of the game. I think Angelique, she's a very low-maintenance kid. I see her in the future being a big part of our program, and I think that she's going to surprise people as time goes on, because I think she can do multiple things, and she's showing me that in practice. So I'm looking forward to coaching her. She's a great young lady, and I think in time she's going to have an impact in our program with that class, with that group of kids. You know, it wouldn't surprise me in 2 years from now that we're talking about a young lady who came in as a walk-on who's going to have a huge impact.
And CeCe Byram, the returning point guard, who, of course, had the injury against North Carolina A&T last year, coming back, but it's going to take her a little while to get back into the full swing of things. And you've mentioned Portia Sindor, the 5'6 freshman guard, as someone who could fill in for her, at least in the immediate time.
A lot of learning. You know, we'll have Hicks to play a lot of that point guard position. But, you know, Portia is a growing. She's a growth in progress. What I like about her, she's very coachable. She's a tough kid, and that's what I love most out of a point guard. She's tough. She accepts responsibility. She shows a lot of leadership on the floor, but she's learning. And she reminds me of what my college coach used to say to me all the time. Now I totally get it. My freshman year, he said the best thing that happens to a freshman is they become a sophomore. So I think that her upside is going to be huge, but I think her growth every day she seems to be improving and getting better. But the thing I love about her most is her toughness.
Finally, the guard from New Jersey, 5'9", Amanda Carney, who, if you were at Hawk Hysteria, you would have remembered her. She hit 14 consecutive three-pointers in the three-point contest at Hawk Hysteria. I mean, clearly, Coach, we got someone who can really, really shoot the rock.
You know, I haven't had a kid like her in a long time. The last kid we had like her was a Tony Kennedy, who played a little guard, point guard, handled the ball a little bit. She led the country in three-pointers made for the year, won the award that year, which was a real unique thing for us. But in that year, we actually had two kids from our conference, one and two. Katira Newkirk out of Bethune-Cookman. So that was a real exciting year for both programs. But this kid, Amanda Carney, is she's special. She's special. You know, she... ball touches her hand, she gets it off really quick. She's got a lot of confidence. She's extremely coachable. You know, I don't have to convince her of what I need her to do. She buys in from one possession to the next. She's able to apply what we've talked about, and that makes her very unique and in her ability to be able to put the ball in the basket. And she has good size. So, you know, she's only going to get better because she wants to work at it. And one of the reasons I watch her in practice, the ball touches her hand and she gets it off really quick. And I was like, wow, I don't have to instill a lot of confidence in her to shoot the ball. But from what I come to realize, she's in the gym every night, her and a couple other kids. And that's where her confidence comes from, her putting the time in the gym, and it's paying off. And I'm expecting big things from her over the next 4 years.
Yeah, well, she's from New Jersey, but she looks of the sort of mold where she could have been from where I'm from, in Indiana. Just, yeah. You know, every year Indiana seems to have at least one women's basketball prospect that can just, you know, shoot. And it's like the ladies' version of Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosier, just never missing.
And that's her. I mean, she's a shot maker. She's not a shot taker. And Coach Jenkins, she chose us, actually. You know, we had a kid from her program, Coach Stone, who's our AAU coach, and we had a kid come in the years earlier, Tiriana Kelly, who we had a lot of success with. And he's somebody we trusted, and he brought her down on campus on an unofficial visit. She decided then this is where she wanted to go. It was up to us. And, you know, I could have been a dummy and passed on this young lady, and now I'd be sick as a dog. But Coach Jenkins at the time really, really sold me. We took the trip up to Jersey, and he really sold me on who this young lady was. And Coach Stone, his biggest thing was, you will not regret taking her. And, you know, thus far, she's been a pleasant surprise. I knew she could do some things, but she's becoming someone that I think is going to have an immediate impact this year, and I think she can have an incredible career over the next 4 years here at UMES.
Oh, certainly looking forward to that. And real quick before we let you go, in addition to the seven newcomers on the court, you've also got some changes on the sidelines as well. Sydney Rakes, new associate head coach. Casey Morton's been promoted to full-time assistant. Now, what can you say about the two of them?
Well, they fit in really, really well. I mean, Vontrese Hayes, my graduate assistant, who serves a role as a third assistant because we don't have a full three people. So we get a lot from her in that position. So I appreciate the work that she does as a graduate student in her third year. But, you know, Casey Morton has come in, and she's been trained really well by Ravonda Whitley. Ravonda Whitley trained her from the time she was a player and the 4 years she was there, and then her time being around the program and last year volunteering. And she's been a tremendous asset in her ability to be able to help me run the program. You know, with having a short staff, a lot of work falls on her. And she's been able to pick up a lot of things. And it's been real fun working with her because I have a really close relationship with her, having coached her for, you know, having her since she was 18 years old. And then Coach Rakes has been a tremendous asset. I kind of consider us to be co-coaching. I rely a lot on him. He comes to us with four MEAC championships himself as a player and a coach from a program that I have a lot of respect for. So it's been a great, we've all been learning from him early on. And I've had to tell my kids to kind of step back and let's let him take the lead. And it's been great for me and for my kids. And I see us playing better, tougher, I think more with an edge and more with a championship mentality. So what he's been able to bring has been tremendous. And I'm looking forward to working with all three of them over this season.
He's Fred Batchelor, head coach of Hawk Women's Basketball. Thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Will.
We'll be right back with head volleyball coach Toby Renz. It's Hawk Talk Live on the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya.
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni, M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the Bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
The Mideastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports, showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mideastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
Hey Hawks fans, season tickets are on sale now. Visit umestickets.com to get your basketball season tickets. Stop by the athletic office, go online, or check your mailbox. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore tickets. There's no better place to be this basketball season than the Hytch, cheering your Hawks on towards a conference championship. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore basketball season tickets now at umestickets.com. Support Eastern Shore Athletics, because after all, this is our shore and our team.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill. If you want happy hour stuff, you got about 13 more minutes here. And we got about 13 more minutes on the broadcast tonight. So let's welcome in our final guest. He's the head volleyball coach here at Maryland Eastern Shore in the middle of a Cracker Jack season. He is Toby Renz. Hi, Coach.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming. Now, let's break down. One of the biggest wins of the season came last Friday in D.C. against Howard, a five-set win, taking the fifth set 15-12. But I want to go back to the first and second sets there. You lost the first set 31-29. Of course, once you get beyond 25 points, you got to win by two. How do you keep a team from getting demoralized after losing a set like that? Because clearly it worked. You guys stomped them 25-15 in that second set.
Yeah, I just tried to keep perspective on it. I was very aware of certainly what we were doing on our side, and we made quite a few errors, more than usual, certainly. We had 12 unforced errors in that first set, and, you know, still a nail-biter at 31-29, and certainly had our opportunities, played much better in the second half of that first set. But I talked to the team in the changeover just about, hey, look, guys, we had 12 unforced errors, and they're all quite surprised because they know that we can do better than that. And they just said, you know, if we can clean those up, we're going to be right where we want to be. And they did just that in that second set and kind of flipped the switch, and we're a completely different team really, really from there forward.
Yeah, flipped the switch, and it worked for the second and the third set, going up 2-1. Howard ties in the fourth, and then you go to a fifth set similar to after losing an epic set like a 31-29. How do you seize momentum right back from a team that has said, okay, we've tied us up at 2-2, let's go get it?
Well, in that fourth set, we got caught in a couple of rotations, but usually we can side out a little sooner than that, you know, and then eliminate those scoring runs. But we got caught a couple of times, and then before you knew it, it was kind of slipping away. But then between the fourth and fifth set, I reminded them, like, hey, you know what? Okay, so what? What's behind us is behind us, and we still have an opportunity to do what we came here to do, and, you know, that's in front of us, and it's all about our attitude and our effort here moving forward in that fifth set. And they did an absolutely phenomenal job with it, and very, very pleased with the intensity. And it certainly wasn't easy, but they kept their focus, and I think really did a good job of just executing down the stretch and playing for each other.
And they played for each other all season long, and it's equated itself to an 8-0 mark in conference play. You guys have a two-game lead over Howard in the loss column, plus the tiebreaker by virtue of sweeping them this year. What has worked so well for you this season, and that what has kept your players on the ball week after week, playing for each other and playing for wins?
You know, I'd probably even go back a couple of years, to be honest, because it's we've been extremely competitive with Howard, and it hasn't always shown up in the win column. And in fact, I felt like last year we were the better team, but I don't think that we believed it, you know, 1 through 12 all the time. And so the growth that we had really this past year, I think, was certainly spurred on by individual development, but certainly our team development. We had a great spring season last spring. But then that's a tough pill to swallow when you know that you're very close, or you feel in hindsight like, hey, you know what, we're better than what we showed. That's a big motivator. That's a big catalyst, I think it was, for us kind of going into this season, certainly. You know, Howard, I wouldn't say that they lost. They reloaded more than anything, and they're still a very good team, there's no doubt. And, you know, obviously we went five sets with them both times, and the first time I didn't feel like we even played our best volleyball. I thought the second time we played them, we played some very good volleyball at times. And that was very good to see, that kind of focus and that kind of desire on the road. It's never easy on the road, and let alone when you're facing a big rival and a two-time conference champion.
Toby Renz, he's the volleyball head coach here at Maryland Eastern Shore. We're talking to him about the team, 8-0 in conference, first place in the MEAC North. And there are a lot of factors that go into the hot start for the team, or the hot season in general. But one of the bigger ones, Iva Vjosevic, sophomore, having an incredible season in just her second year. Do you see her as a potential future MEAC player of the year, or even this year's?
I think it's too premature to talk about it, to be honest. I think that she's certainly having a great season, but, you know, beginning of the season, anybody could have said that about, I think, Lucia. Lucia was absolutely phenomenal and carried us earlier in the season, and, you know, then I think teams got more and more film on her, learned how to defend her, and even this, you know, we're in the second round of conference play. Seeing everybody for the second time and kind of in the home stretch of that here. And I think people are defending Eva better too, you know. So, you know, the thing I often say to the players is, like, don't worry about the awards. It's really about us as a team. And, you know, the better we get and the more success that we have, I think the awards are really going to take care of themselves. So that piece of it, you know, I think both of those individuals and Rachel Kayongo, you know, they've done some phenomenal things for the team. But then in other aspects, you know, Elena Polk, Mere, Soria, they've done a really, really good job in terms of leadership and stability. That all factors into, you know, team performance. And if we didn't have everything I just mentioned, you know, we don't have the success. And I certainly hope that we, you know, continue to represent well, and then, you know, that's rewarded in some way, shape, or form, you know, with some individual awards. But maybe more importantly than that, you know, at the end of the end of it all, we're hoping for a team championship. And, you know, I think I've got some very motivated seniors and certainly some juniors and sophomores that are returning players that are playing exceptionally hard for the upperclassmen. And it's fun to see as a coach. I think the team chemistry is absolutely phenomenal right now. And everybody's pretty hungry and seems to be on a mission, you know, to get better every day and support each other as well.
You mentioned a couple of the three seniors slash grad players who are going to play their last home games on Friday and Sunday against Morgan State and Coppin State. The senior day festivities, they'll be Sunday afternoon against Coppin State. And that's a 1 o'clock start time. Of course, Mary Siria, the upfront middle blocker, opposite hitter. You got Elena Polk, the middle blocker, and then opposite hitter and setter, Kristen Fink. Mm-hmm. If we could go down each three of them. I know we've talked at length about Mary for that feature piece, but it seems that all three of them have quite a bit to do with the success
this
year.
You know, I think, you know, three absolutely phenomenal individuals and just three people that are right now the backbone of the team, really good leadership, and they bring a lot of experience to the table. In particular, Kirsten and Elena, you know, they've been with me since day one, and those were two of the first phone calls I made when I took the job, and really pleased that they were willing to follow me here instead of my previous institution. And they've been through everything with me, you know, and we've been in the trenches and we've battled. And to see where the program was at, and, you know, certainly the program's got some great tradition, some great history, and they're a little bit disarray the year before I got here with only three wins, but certainly some talented players in that group. And, you know, Kirsten and Elena made an impact right away with it, and we jumped up to 11 wins that first year with them, and then 22 and 18, and we've averaged, I guess, 20 the last couple of years, and we're at 22 wins right now. So that's really all about them, to be honest. It's the effort that they've made, and they've been willing to put in the work necessary, and you know, on the court, off the court, in the weight room, in the classroom. And it's just it's a very good group that to me is a pleasure to coach, and they're going to be very missed. I think we put a lot of emphasis on that senior day, maybe even too much in my book, because this group certainly has goals and aspirations beyond the regular season, and, you know, that's winning a conference tournament and representing. So it's a highlight of what they've done, certainly, and but there's more to come, you know, and I think they see it as unfinished business.
And there is more to come. The last four games of the regular season, including Coppin State and Morgan State. Morgan State first on Friday night, Coppin State on Sunday. The two road matches, and then the MEAC tournament, November 17th through the 19th. So, Toby Renz, head coach, thanks for joining us. We're certainly looking forward to following your progress here and see if the Hawks can claim their first MEAC crown in 5 years. So, all the best to you.
All right, thank you much.
All right, Toby Renz, everybody. And with that, we are just about done with Hawk Talk Live for the week. I'd like to thank my three guests, Bobby Collins, Fred Batchelor, and Toby Renz. We will be back on the air Thursday, November 9th, our regular day of Thursday. Every show from here on out is going to be a Thursday broadcast, 6 o'clock from right here at M Street Grill, if you want to join us. This weekend in Hawk Athletics, we've got men's basketball, their exhibition against Christopher Newport. That's tomorrow. Tip time at 7 o'clock from the Heitch Center. We'll have pregame on SFM at 6:45. It's a stream-only game. The link, you can find it on EasternShoreHawks.com and SFMSports.net. That's where you can find it. Volleyball, we mentioned it a few times. Morgan State's coming to town on Friday. That's 6 o'clock. First serve, and then Coppin State on Sunday, a 1 o'clock start time for that match. Bowling's down south in Houston. They've got the Track Cat Clash hosted by Sam Houston State. That starts Friday morning. You can check out EasternShoreHawks.com for more information. And then more immediately, folks, you owe it to yourself if you're a sports fan. Watch the World Series tonight. Game 7, Astros at Dodgers. It's already one of the greatest of all time, and a great Game 7 could put it over the top, perhaps even top 5. Our producer this evening in the radio booth, Steve Clendenin. You can visit sfmsports.net for more local sports coverage from his company. The video producer, Langston Frazier, showed up a bit late. And myself, Will DeBoer, and we're running out of time. So we thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week. Hawk Talk Live here on the Shore Sports Network on sfmsports.net.